said the box iron. The collar was a little jagged at the edge, and so came the long scissors to cut off the jagged part. "Oh," said the collar, "you are certainly the first opera dancer. How well you can stretch your legs out. It is the most graceful performance I have ever seen. No one can imitate you." "I know it," said the scissors. "You deserve to be a baroness," said the collar. "All that I have is a fine gentleman, a boot jack, and a hair comb. If I only had the barony." "Do you seek my hand?" said the scissors, for she was angry. And without more ado, she cut him, and then he was condemned. "I shall now be obliged to ask the hair comb. It is surprising how well you preserve your teeth, miss," said the collar. "Have you never thought of being betrothed?" "Yes, of course, you may be sure of that," said the hair comb. "I am betrothed to the bootjack."
"Betrothed!" exclaimed the collar. Now there was no other to court, and so he despised it.
A long time passed away. Then the collar came into the rag chest at the paper mill. There was a large company of rags.